Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi continues in Chapter 2 of Makot, Mishnayot 2 and 3 today. Yesterday we turned from the subject of Eid Zomim, the scheming witnesses, to Galut, to exile, being the punishment and the requirement if someone kills by accident. Now yesterday we mentioned not everything is an accident. Some things are closer to, you know, mazid, the car over the mazid, it's gross negligence. Some things are krov l'ones, considered an unavoidable mishap. Mishnah Beit continues this analysis. Azorik evin l'rshut rabim, the harug. Someone threw a stone into a public space and it killed someone there. Hare ze gola. It's an accident. He can go to exile. The Bartnura brings the explanation in the Gemara. This is not a regular public area. If it's a public street, people are coming and going. That's korov lemezid. That's negligent homicide. This public area is a dump where people throw their junk and they relieve themselves there sometimes, not very often during the day. So he threw the stone during the day. It's not really expected that there was someone in the dump at that time, and that's why it's considered an accident. Of course, if he threw it into a public place with people there, that would be much worse than an accident. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, he talks about throwing things generally. Imikishayotsta evan miyadov was after the stone or the item left the hand of the thrower. Hotzi alozit rosho, the other guy stuck his head up. He stuck his head out the window or stood up. Vikibla, and that's why he got hit. Hareze pater, the thrower is pater. It's considered an unavoidable mishap. Karov leonis. Now, Zorik et evan l'chatzero, someone threw a stone into his own courtyard. Viharug, and it kills someone who happened to be on his own private property. So, im yesh reshut l'nizak l'kanes l'sham, if that man had permission to enter into the private property, gole, it's considered an accident. The thrower should have known that maybe this guy might have been on his property as permission, so it's an accident. Im lov, if he had no permission to be there, eino gole, then he doesn't go into exile. It's considered krov l'onis. He had no idea there would be somebody on his property. He didn't give him permission to be there. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, v'asher yavo et reho bayar, that the whole sugya of an accident is when one man comes to his fellow in the forest. The Mishnah explains, what are we talking about? Forest. Mahayar, just like the forest, reshut l'nizak l'mazik l'chanes l'sham. Both parties have permission to be there. We actually mentioned back in Bava Kamma, the forests were set aside by Yehoshua for public use, for anyone to use to collect firewood or graze their animals. So this word yar, yatza chatzer balabayit, it excludes private property, she'ein reshut l'nizak l'karatz hasham, where the damaged person had no right to be there, then it's not considered a case of shogeg, because we learn that out from yar, from the forest. Abishalomer, he uses this word yar for something else, an additional halacha. Mahatavat eitzim reshut, just like chopping firewood in the forest, that's reshut, that's permissible, meaning you can do it, but you're not required to do it. It's not a mitzvah. So Abashal learns out, Yatza ha'ava makit bano, so therefore a father striking his son for discipline, for educational reasons, would not be included in the sugya of accidents. V'harava rodi atalmido, or the rabbi is, you know, striking the kid with the ruler on the knuckles and something horrible goes wrong. V'shliach beitin, or the agent of the court who's supposed to give makot, supposed to give lashes, and accidentally kills the person he was only supposed to whip. Now, in all these cases, these people are doing a mitzvah, it's chinuch, it's education, it's what the court had ordered, and the death happens by accident, it's true, but since they're doing a mitzvah, not something reshut, then Abashal learns out they would not be required to go into exile. In modern times, many gedolim, many great sages say, don't ever hit the children or the talmidim, it's not going to work, it will not have the same positive, potentially positive effect as it had hundreds and thousands of years ago, when hitting was considered a normal and acceptable behavior. In today's society, since the children know that there's such a stigma about it, it will not have the desired effect. Of course, consult your local Orthodox rabbi before you try to hit anybody, but this is what I've heard personally from great sages in our generation. Now on to Mishnah Gimel, Ha'av gole al yedei haben, v'ben gole al yedei ha'av. A father can go into exile for killing his son, God forbid, and vice versa. We don't say that it's certainly krov onus, that he never meant it. Accidents can happen even within the same family. Mishnah adds, Ha'kol golin al yedei Yisrael. Anyone goes to exile for killing a regular Yisrael, a Jewish person. Yisrael golin al yedei hen. And a Yisrael, a regular Jew, will go into golut, into exile, for killing one of them. Now, this includes people like the Kutim, the Samaritans, back when they were good Samaritans, were considered Jewish for this halacha, and Avadim, servants, Canaanite servants, are already quasi-Jewish. They're on their way, as we've said, they're sort of a long conversion process. They're considered Jewish enough. So who's excluded? Chutz me'al yedei ger tosh, toshav. A ger toshav is excluded. Now, a ger toshav, a ger is a convert, but it also means a stranger, but he's a toshav, he's a settler. So what is this guy? He's someone who came from a pagan culture, but he has rejected idolatry and accepted to do the seven mitzvot bnei Noach. He's called in modern times a Noachide. And he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael and given certain privileges and benefits, and he's rejected idolatry, because idolaters, real idolaters, certainly cannot live in Eretz Yisrael. I've heard recently that the Noachides actually have their own siddur, their own prayer book, and they teach each other the halachot that they're supposed to follow. You know, the seven mitzvot, not the 613, the seven that Noach and his sons did in ancient times. The Mishnah adds, a ger toshav eino gola elo yidei ger toshav. But if a ger toshav, God forbid, accidentally kills another ger toshav, then they would indeed have the right and requirement and privilege to go into exile. The Mishnah adds, a suma eino gola, a blind person does not go into exile, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir omer gola, Rabbi Meir says he does. The Mishnah adds, a sone, hasone, someone who is an enemy, who hates the other guy, eino gola. He does not get the privilege for golut. We assume that even if it looks like an accident, that maybe because of the bad blood between these people, he really, you know, was doing it on purpose and trying to make it look like an accident. In Sanhedrin, the Gemara is in Sanhedrin 27b, we learn that someone who doesn't talk to his friend for 3 days because he's having a fight with him is already considered an enemy. So we see that Jewish people are supposed to talk to one another. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Yosi says, a sone neharag, that someone who is a sone and kills someone, even though it looks like an accident, he could actually be executed by the court because he hates him. Mipnei shehu kemuad, it's as if he's already been warned, as if he already had hatra not to attack this person. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yesh sone gole, yesh sone she'eno gole. Rabbi Shimon says, you know, sometimes there's people who hate someone that goes to gole, sometimes not. Zeya klol, this is the general rule. Kol shu yachol lomar ledat harag. Anytime you can say that it was on purpose, eino gola. It's considered karov lemezid. He does not get the protection of golut. Shalola da tarag. If you can say it was certainly an accident, it was not bedat. It was not with intention or thought. Hareze gola. He can go to golut. It's still considered an accident. Yeshokal chtisku lemitzvot.